caught.
Get caught too, didn't you?
I got caught.
Oh, good God, that wasn't.
And that's a long time ago now. And I'll tell you the whole story. People now wouldn't believe what we had to go through at that time. Even you wouldn't have been old enough to remember. The time they took the shoes off your feet, sent you home in the shock soles. And did it.
Perfect.
They did it and sent you home in the shock soles. They were draconian. Absolutely draconian. But I got a new suit in Derry. It was made by a tailor that my father knew personally. It was David Marcus. And I got this new suit made and they were hell at the border at the time altogether. But we went to the pictures in Derry on Saturday night and we came out of the pictures about 10:45 and you went and you got your bicycle and it was 11:30 or maybe 11:45 we were crossing the border. Sure. But the boys was there with their flashlights. And the whole thing was if you went on wearing clothes on you, and you do lock them away, but you had always two pair of trousers on you. And the first thing they did if they suspected you had a new suit was to see you. And if you had the two pair of trousers on you, sure, you were caught.
You're in trouble.
But I had the trousers pulled round my hair. And I was following another man named Sam McLean, he had a new coat on. And I came to the border and I had a waterproof suit on that belonged to my father. He was on the bike. And I had smuggled out this suit. It was teeming the rain. And it was still teeming the rain when we were coming home. And I had this waterproof suit on me and I came to the border and there were a bastard at home after a raid. I called him Broadband. And he was a dancing man. But Broadband was there and he had made a whole lot of coups. And he came and we stopped and he needed to clear, no, nothing. And he shone the light over me and then he shone the light over the other guy. And he says, right, he's going ahead. There was a sergeant standing there, a sergeant for yards of both foot. And I'd got the better of him. On the very suspicious circumstances, my motorbike. About 3 weeks before it, I passed him and left him sitting. And got away with it. The old surgeon seen the waterproof suit, and he knew that I had got a motorbike and I was kosher. Oh, I had no other tax or insurance or nothing else than I had to pass them. But in the meantime, I had got a motorbike and I had it recovered. And he knew that. He said, that bugger now has got that outfit for riding the motorbike and it's new. And he tapped Broadband the wing. Broadband goes, hold on. Sean the light to him and he says, that waterproof outfit you got, he says, where'd you purchase it? That's my father's. And he doesn't know I have it. Come inside here. And once you were to come to the inner sanctum, you were in deep shit. There were no two ways about it. So he says, take it off. And I took off the coat. And he spread it right in the counter and turned it out. Said, and GCD was in the back of it, written on the back of it, which was Glasgow Cleansing Department. An uncle that we had come over here and brought with him and left it behind him. And my father appropriated it. And my father didn't know I had it out. GCD, what does that stand for? I don't know. Where did that come out of? I don't know. He says, it appears. I says and tell him my name. It appears better you know very little. I know that I'll be in trouble if he finds out I have it because I wasn't supposed to have it. And this went on for as good as half an hour. What does that stand for? Oh no. No comment. That went on for long. At the finish up he had in his hand to reach back to me again. That's a very fresh looking jacket. The jacket belonged to the suit. Was on below the coat. That's a very fresh looking jacket. It was pulled up here. And if there's a label in the back of it to say where it was manufactured, it was taken off. And he pulled it up. The bloody track of where the level was still on it, he says. He says, that's new looking. He says, where did you get that? My father buys me my clothes. And your father bought you that and then. He says, what did Jerry? I'm 18. And the father come in and he just set a coat out and sit out in the table and says, that's yours, Betty, and you never asked him where it came out of. That's it. I could leave, he says. And he went round this old coat to get off. And I took it off. And the waistcoat then was on. But I was still, he had locked the bottom of the trousers this day. And there were no trousers to be got.
Yeah.
And that went on and round me and round me. And he had the coat in his hand to give it back to me again. He turned up the corner of the waistcoat there and the trousers were spun round me. Have you now, he says, come on, he says, and take it all off. And they sent me home practically in the bare belts. And they kept the whole thing. And he says, we should take the bicycle now. But if we took a bicycle, we'd have to get you home. But that bicycle's up for 4 foot and two. And go home now and your father can come now and approach us and see what's to be paid. The fine was £100.
Oh,
at that day, as a mandatory fine, if you were caught smuggling at all, it was £100. Man, we knew we're fining £100 for a pound of smuggled turnips. So my father went back into the where they bought the suit off. And they got a suit off him for half price, said it was second hand. That somebody had got it made to measure and I never lifted it.
Right, right,
and I had got it for very little money. And instead of £100, the fine was reduced to £75.
Oh,
£75. And at that time, you'd have got 7 bullocks for it. And somebody, my father could all afford it, because at the time, sure. We hadn't nails to cut. Nobody else, there wasn't had any money. But we wrote to the revenue commissioner, we got a solicitor or somebody, read him a letter, and he was £40 back after a long struggle. But by God, I'll never forget that. And the boy that was along with me, and the new coat, I thought he would be to bed long ago. And when I come to the level crossing, he was heading on the back of one of the pillars in the level crossing to see how I was on. And I thought, what was on there?
I
never forgot that. But it was the sergeant did it on me. I was away, only for him. And he gave rub and very shortly after that, he went to dancing in Mary's. And the word got out, and there was a section commander waiting on it. And the yards got to know some way or other.
Mm.
And they went and they got Broadman and they says, Mr. Broadman, you're apparently not very welcome here. And there's a reception committee waiting for you on the road home. And he says, you come with us now and we'll take you out the back door and we'll see that you get back up the road again to where you're lodging. And they took him out the back door, and we were with the sticks waiting on. And the hell in the that had got him. But that, them old stories about the boy, you couldn't have believed it.
Now,
I'm born in the company. But I'll tell you this one, now, when I went to school, I'll give you an idea of the atmosphere that prevailed.